Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Off the ball. Rugby.
It feels like a summer tour, really, you know, and I think it's exciting to have a competition, and we certainly want to be, you know, at the business end of it come November, but it feels like a tour. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball. GAA.
It's full time after extra time in the All Ireland Senior Camogie quarterfinal, where Kilkenny have defeated Waterford by 219 to 119. A late Ben Carton free ensured extra time was required, but Kilkenny, aided by super sub Katie Nolan, secured victory and a place in the semi final. The dual star finished beautifully to the net in the first minute of extra time. While Waterford did react well, a second Nolan goal 4 minutes from time edged Kilkenny closer to victory. Waterford did respond with a goal from Maggie Gossel, but midfielder and player of the match Laura Murphy secured a deserved victory. Full-time score after extra time, Kilkenny 219, Waterford 119.
Laura, I think maybe that smile says it all, really, does it? What a day.
Yeah, just incredible. I'm supposed to finally get over the line. You know, the heartbreak of last year, we were in the same situation, went extra time as well, and came out on the losing side of it. So to come out today on the winning side is just an incredible feeling, and you know, it feels like we've been building towards this. So just so proud of the girls and the shift they put in.
From your own point of view, I was looking down you in the first half, the helmet was off, I think you were belching the floor. I thought things weren't looking good for you. How was that couple of moments?
Yeah, I suppose just jumped up and landed awkwardly on the knee, and I suppose maybe for 30 seconds or that, I wasn't sure myself. But thankfully, the lads just strapped up and it was grand then after a few minutes, felt good again. So yeah, delighted that, nothing too serious.
Did you fear the worst?
Yeah, I suppose anything with the knee, you know, you always kind of fear the worst. So yeah, just happy that it was nothing too serious. Yeah.
Well, you're certainly made of tough stuff. You're going right to the end, the last score. That must have been a special moment on the opposite end of the emotional spectrum, shall we say.
Yeah, like that's it, I suppose. No, you know, looking up at the clock and seeing that there was maybe a couple of seconds left, and you know, thankfully that went over the bar. We had a few chances, and you know, it was great to finally just put it to bed and know that we're, you know, we've another 3 weeks of training to look forward to, which is what it's all about. And semi-final spot, I suppose, for us to compete there is just so important for Kilkenny Camogie, and it feels right to be back there. And you know, just so proud of the girls for getting over the line.
A lot of us talked about the quarterfinal defeats and the consecutive nature of them. What was it like in the group? Well, obviously it's a big landmark, but there seemed to be a lot of emotion afterwards. How did you deal with that, quote unquote, on pressure, or whatever way you want to phrase it?
Yeah, it felt a bit different this year, I think, because there was maybe a bit of acceptance there that you know, with the structure that we were in tier two, and you know, that this is a new challenge for us, and you know, just take it step by step. I suppose first of all, we wanted to top tier two, and we did that, and then to push on then for the quarter final, it just felt a bit different. We had a, you know, influx of young girls as well who really stood up on the day. You know, they're incredible, 21 years of age, and the shift they put in was just, you know, it's incredible to be dependent on those girls, and for them to get us over the line, yeah, it's I suppose that's the difference this year, maybe more so than the last couple of years.
Laura, you're a defiant group. You mentioned there the quarterfinal hoodoo. Shane Welch and myself in commentary mentioned that, and that defiance not to let it go, not to let it slip. It almost reminds us of that run in the late 2020s where Kilkenny got to 3 or 4 All-Irelands in a row and eventually got over the line in 2020. It's a real mantra in the group, not to let go, never to give up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe, you know, last year probably got us over the line, knowing that we were in that same situation last year, went extra time. I suppose the hurt from that maybe drove us on a little bit this year. I think when the full-time whistle went in normal time, we were like, look, we've been in this situation before, we know what to expect, and we felt that we had it in the leg. So yeah, we were I suppose ready for that.
How would you assess what Waterford brought to today, and what challenges did they give you?
I suppose Waterford play a running game, and look, Beck Hart, I suppose, probably their main player, and you know, trying to get in around her and get win the breaks is probably key to you know, getting over Watford, you know, you're constantly trying to prevent that overlap in the middle, and I think the girls did really well today in tracking the runs.
Often we talk about fixtures and the short turnaround between games. Could you nearly put a positive spin on that? The fact that you had such a short period of time to think about this quarter final when you only played Wexford last weekend, did it sort of sharpen you up a bit?
Yeah, and I think like that, we had a run of five games in a row, and you know, that definitely helped us to build a bit of momentum. Maybe that we hadn't had, you know, winning game on game is after, you know, I suppose building a spirit amongst the team and a togetherness, which I think really stood to us today.
And that togetherness coming from the bench as well as from the starting 15, two very good goals from Katie Nolan.
Yeah, look, I suppose to have a player the calibre of Katie Nolan coming off the bench, All-Ireland medals and All-Stars in her back pocket, and to come on today, I just couldn't be happier for anyone more than I am for Katie today. She, I suppose, showed you know, the calibre of player that she is.
And lastly for me, Laura, you look forward to those All-Ireland semi-finals. Is it a part of the year now you really feel you can be competitive, or is this beyond maybe where expectations were at the start of the year?
God, no, I wouldn't say it's beyond anyway. Look, we have 3 weeks to, 3 weeks to, I suppose, settle down now and look forward to whoever we get in the draw. You know, I think it's not like we haven't been there before. We've won All-Irelands in 2022 and 2020, and, you know, we know what it takes, and we'll be looking forward to the challenge ahead.
Disappointed, but you know, I would have no complaints, you know, on the end of the day.
Do you feel you had another level that you just couldn't get to, like?
Probably with another level, but probably you shouldn't come today, and a lot of us down to, we've a lot of sore and tired bodies. That probably Cork match took a lot out of them last week, and a 6 day turnaround is a very short period. But that's not taken away from Kilkenny. In fairness, Kilkenny brought everything they had to the table, and in fairness, they ended up on the right side of the result, you know.
With 53 minutes gone on the clock, he pushed up with one of your defenders, you put her up in full forward. Was that just you felt you needed to get scores?
We felt at that stage, there was only about 7 minutes to go, there was 2 points in it at that stage, and we felt, you know, we were after probably feeling that, look, the only way to beat him more than anything else was to push up the field, because the free player was getting a lot of ball. We pushed up, and when we got a turnover, two or three turnovers, and we got a couple of scores, 100%, we had to push up at that stage. The aim was in the melting pot, but yeah, without a doubt, we had to push up at that stage.
Michael, you spoke about the impact of the tiredness on the bodies of that Cork game, but obviously Niamh Rockett was a huge loss as well out there today.
Yeah, Niamh Rockett, look, let's be honest, not taken away from us, it's probably a massive loss. Niamh, probably free taker as well, bet probably missed two or three frees there today, and that, like, and you look at it, but like, I still think, like, going back to Niamh's point of view, like Niamh probably had a clumsy tackle last week, probably didn't mean it, probably fell into the tackle and all that, but like, she's been an ambassador for Camogie for so long. I just think it was disappointed she was given a 3 match ban. If it was 1 match ban, it wouldn't matter anyway, because she wouldn't play the rest of the year, do you know what I mean? But just like, look, I just think that more than anything, it was disappointing that she actually got a 3 match ban.
Yeah, it seems the punishment doesn't meet the crime in that scenario, doesn't it? It seems very harsh.
No, it doesn't. If you go back to some of the lads that have actually been sent off in the GAA in the last couple of weeks, they're getting a 1 match ban. You know, and then you go back to other discrepancies that took place in 2 or 3 years' time. You take last 3 or 4 years and you look at them, and some of them are after getting off in the technicality. So, look. Anyway, look, I can't do anything about that today, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't the ideal sort of build-up either,
no,
was it?
No, look, but you look, we tried to keep it out of the camp. We tried to work, keep it away from the players that were there and just work on what we have. And, you know, sometimes you have to do that, you know.
On the pitch then as well, obviously the old cliche, goals win games. The one after straight away at the start of extra time was a real kick in the teeth.
Oh, it was probably kicking the teeth. We got caught in a fluff ball, which we had out on our right-hand side. It was a fluff ball we had to give away, and it probably brought in the score. Yeah, but you know what? We probably disappointed ourselves in the first 30 minutes. We left a lot of scores behind us, outsiders, you know, with the penalty and the free and the couple of scores that went wide, you know. And in a game that tight, the margins are so tight, it's unbelievable. And in fairness to Kilkenny, they probably, anything came their way 9 times out of 10, the kind of conversion it was fairly high compared to where we were, you know.
You reacted well though, because you talked about there a lot of hammer blows, the missed penalty, Lorraine gets the one just before half time. Even the concession, the goal, the second goal, you come back in another one. A lot of character still showed out there by your side.
Ah, yeah, look, this group of players are very good. I couldn't fault them. I think their effort and endeavour throughout the year from being with them and watching the training has been second to none. They always give you what they have, you know, and that's all they can give you. But, yeah, look, there's only so many choker punches you can take. You know what I mean? And I just felt at that stage we were starting to get bodies on the field that were actually starting to feel the pain of the contest. And at that stage you were trying to make replacements and you were probably bringing in girls then that probably don't have a load of hurling done throughout the year. So, yeah, look, but as I said, there's no complaint. Kilkenny were the better team of the day, very direct, and put long ball in front of us, and they got the fruits of it, you know.
Off the ball, GAA.